Happy Monday, y'all. Here we are. Y'all, man, I've been in the South too long. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in on this wonderful Monday. It's going to be a powerful week. Thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Share the broadcast. Let people know how you're being blessed. And if you haven't yet, leave a review. Come on. We love to know how you're being blessed, and it helps our reach. We're going to jump in today. Today's devotional is called Right Living. Come on. Also, let me tell you, we go through this devotional live on television. Yeah, you just heard me right. Live on television across America. You can join us today, actually today, 12:30 p.m. East Coast time, live across the country on CTN. Love Living Life. And we do our devotional live on the air. So cool. Today's is Right Living. Scripture is found in Titus chapter 3, verse 8. How true and faithful is this message? Watered-down versions of the gospel messages are only going to kill a culture. They're producing a generation that doesn't know how to overcome. The littlest bumps in the road can throw them off course and cause them to lose faith. They don't even know how to handle life, and they complain that adulting is hard. This whole generation has lost its way because they've never given their all to Jesus. When Jesus first called the disciples, do you remember what the response was? Luke 5:11 says they laid down everything and followed him. Do you think that there's any other response today? There's not. Do you know? Do you want to worship the true God? He's holy, and we should be also. He lived right, as we should. Right living must be the fruit of right believing. The gospel is shown through living righteously. At the end of the day, it has to translate into holy living and holiness if we're really going to reflect Jesus. Engaging heaven. Do you take shortcuts in your virtues because life's hard? Try taking the harder, holier path and watch your life become easier. Faith seems paradoxical at times. There really is this paradox of faith, right? And what a great message today about right living. You know, when I got born again, it was always interesting to me because Jesus, you know, you come out of the world system and the world's like, do harder, you know, try harder, do better. You know, what's your angle? What's in it for me? You know, what are you doing? How are you making this to your benefit? And then Jesus comes along and he's like, you know, the meek will inherit the earth. If you want to find your life, then lose your life. You're like, what? You mean I find myself when I lose myself? Yeah. Unless a seed fall to the ground and die, it can't bear fruit. I mean, you're just like, what? And so there is this gospel, especially in North America, there's this prosperity gospel, and it's like, you can have your best life now. You know, God loves you, and he just wants you to be blessed, and the blessing of God is yours. And like, and I believe all those things, but that's the heavy North American message. What you don't hear is die to yourself, surrender all, right? Pay a price. Like you don't hear that ever. Who, other than the saints of old, who do you actually hear walking around talking about, you got to pay a price? That's the old saints. Or Roberts would tell us, you got to pay a price for the anointing, right? Old televangelists and healing evangelists would say, there's a price to pay. There ain't no price to pay in this generation. This generation thinks the tab was covered and they're eating and drinking like it is. There's a price. There's a cost. There's a right way to live, right? It's right living. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to man, but in the end, it only leads to death, right? That's what the Bible says. So the truth is that there is a better way to live, but it's right living. It's right believing. And today, you know, what gospel are you following? Are you following some gospel that's been watered down and it's not really the true gospel? Or are you following, you know, the gospel according to Jesus? There's no other gospel. It's either his way or no way, really. And we've got to, the Bible says, consider the cost of building a tower. Right? It's a narrow road. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, the Bible says, and many find it. Narrow's the road. Broad is the way of American Christianity. Broad is what most Christian television stations are talking about. Broads, is there broads everywhere? Look how big this is. Come join us. Oh, come as you are. It don't matter. Who cares? You're good. God loves you. What about my sin? What about it? Just come. We drink. We act like the world. We smoke. We do the things the world does. That's the broad road. And that's ridiculous how Christianity is turning into it. And spirit-filled Christianity is falling victim to this. There's more. I mean, every week I hear about some person of faith that we honored and looked up to that's fallen. Because you got bit. Because the way in wasn't the way on for you, buddy. Because we don't come in here and think we've done something. It's all him. We're nothing. We are nothing without Jesus in our life. But it's the broad road. I don't want the broad road. I want the narrow road. I want the road that covers my heart with diligence, because out of it's going to flow the issues of life. I want the road that is like seeking God's face above everything in our lives. That's the road we need. It's not the road everybody else wants, but it's the right road. And so today, right living matters. Take inventory. It's all healthy. I'm telling you, it's healthy. This conversation needs to happen. I don't want any other gospel but the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Come on. We have churches. There's way better looking churches. I'll tell you that right now. And probably better speakers. And there's way better looking backdrops. I'm sure of it. Better coffee shops. Better everything. I want presence. You can find better presence. I'll tell you that right now. Because what matters has to be the main thing. And what this world's looking for is churches that require less and less of them. Be careful you're not falling into a trap and not living right, because right living is everything. Come on, raspy voice. Here we go. Monday morning. Man, what a good message. Love you guys. Share the broadcast. We'll see you tomorrow, actually. And, you know, as always, thank you for tuning in. Tomorrow's message, controlled by the Spirit. Let's go.